Thanks, Brad. Good morning. It's not just Humboldt County law enforcement having a busy autumn. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office is busy as well. Sheriff's deputies and the Trinity Narcotics Task Force assisted the CHP after a highway patrol officer stopped a vehicle driven by Jeremiah Fazio for a traffic infraction. A search of Fazio's vehicle following a sweep by a canine unit turned up individually packaged baggies of marijuana, totaling a little more than a pound or approximately $2,500 worth. Fazio told officers he had never seen the weed before and had no idea how it got into the vehicle he was driving. Fazio was booked on transportation and possession charges. Trinity deputies also arrested two Florida men, Donovan Fields and Keyston Shivers. Following a second CHP traffic stop, the officer noticed a strong smell of pot, and a search of the vehicle turned up a box containing $50,000 in cash. Both men deny knowledge of the cash. It was seized as a possible asset forfeiture, and the two men were booked in the county jail on money laundering and attempt to transport marijuana charges. The Board of Supervisors voted to authorize the Sheriff's Office to submit the necessary documents applying for funds for its marijuana suppression program. This is the final year of a three-year funding cycle that provided the Sheriff's Office with state funding to assist in marijuana eradication and enforcement efforts in Humboldt County. The source of the funding has now changed. Originally, the money came from the California Emergency Management Agency, but now the Sheriff's Office must submit its application to the Board of State and Community Corrections. Sheriff Mike Downey pointed out that plenty of folks still grow, cultivate, and sell marijuana across the country, marijuana that reaches across the nation and sometimes across the sea.
We've tracked, DEA has tracked, others have tracked marijuana specifically coming out of Northern California and Humboldt County, and they found it throughout the nation easily. And I've heard stories of it being tracked even over towards Europe and countries, you know, across the ocean type of thing. So it has a pretty long reach, the marijuana coming out of Northern California and Humboldt County specifically.
The goals of the grant funding remain the same: the identification, eradication, and prosecution of larger-scale commercial marijuana grows on public and private lands. The Board of Supervisors heard a presentation from the Chief Administrator's Office regarding the Memorandum of Agreement between the counties of Humboldt, Trinity, Tehama, along with the City of Eureka, and the Upstate California Economic Development Council for future development of the railroad. The MOA requires that each agency provide two representatives to the committee that will explore the possibility of rehabilitating rail lines connecting Humboldt Bay with national rail hubs in the Sacramento Valley. The City of Eureka has received a $25,000 grant to begin the process, and the board will designate either supervisors or department heads to represent Humboldt County. Impacting the board's decision is the changing face of the board, as Cliff Clendenin is replaced by Estelle Fennell in January. The board will revisit the issue in November, along with any financial allocations that the county will spend as a member of the Rail Connect Committee. More KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice: authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
The National Weather Service expects more heavy rain, possible thunderstorms, and hail as another storm front moves through the area. Expect wet road conditions and be prepared for precipitation if you're going out driving. Isolated thunderstorms are expected this morning. Some storms may drop small, pea-sized hail. The November election not only features local, state, and national races, but ballot measures as well. We take a look at the ballot measures local voters will vote on November 6th, beginning in Fortuna with Measure D, the issuance of school bonds for Fortuna High School. The City of Arcata has four measures on the ballot, including Measure E, a parcel tax for the Arcata Elementary School District, and Measure F, the issuance of bonds, also for the Arcata Elementary School District. Arcata's Measure H will let Arcata voters decide whether or not corporations are people, and Measure I, the Residential Electricity Users Tax, will determine if those who use too much electricity should be penalized. The City of Trinidad has Measure G to increase the transaction and use tax, and the City of Rio Dell has Measure J to authorize the issuance of bonds for street improvements. With a KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.